properties. It is getting so difficult to find anything. Love to hear about your experience on 133 882.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
Yes, let's talk sport with Blair Hughes, fan engagement specialist. What a week of sport we've had and a big weekend ahead. Welcome, Blair.
Oh, welcome. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been an incredible weekend so far, hasn't it?
But, oh, it really has.
Looking forward to.
Yeah, obviously a lot of, we'll talk about the Brisbane Lions shortly, but rugby league-wise, we're all looking ahead now to the North Queensland Cowboys facing up to the Parramatta Eels next Friday. And that was after the Eels completely demolished the Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. So last night, Parramatta 40 points to 4. I actually picked Canberra in that one. I thought they were on a good run, but Parramatta just too strong. They scored 4 tries in that opening 25 minutes to go out to a big lead, 22-0. And the first time the Eels have gone through to their first prelim in 13 years. So it's going to be a big ask for North Queensland as well, but the home advantage up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium should be a big one with all those fans getting behind the Cowboys, our last remaining Queensland team.
Indeed. And I remember the Eels from back in the 80s when they were so strong, but it would be fantastic to see North Queensland get through to another grand final, having won the premiership back in 2015 against the Broncos, of course. What about today? This is a hard one to call, in my opinion. We've got the Sharks against Souths, that's happening today. And I think the Sharks, Cronulla, are slight favourites in that one.
Yeah, that's right. So in this one, it's at Allianz Stadium in Sydney. And it is a very hard one to call. Souths just came out last week over that Roosters game with Latrell was just on fire there. So I think today it'll be a really tough one. I think Sharks might just have enough to get through in that game, but it's sure to be a good one to watch tonight as well. And the winner obviously goes through to a really tough match against Penrith. To then play, the winner of Parramatta and North Queensland. So it's going to be a tough one tonight for whoever goes through to face that team.
And closer to home, of course, the Dolphins will be in the premiership in the NRL next season. What can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, look, I think this is fantastic. They released this week that they're going to be playing 7 games at Suncorp Stadium, likely 3 games out at Moreton Daly Stadium at Redcliffe, and then possibly 1 or 2 on the Sunshine Coast. But I think it's fantastic. They've also announced a partnership with the Central Queensland Capras Hostplus rugby league team, and that will mean their first ever trial game is going to go ahead in Rockhampton there. They'll play a trial game once every year, and that team, the Central Queensland Capras, will become the affiliate team for them for players to play there as well. But a big thing as well has been that their memberships have gone on sale, and they've got about 13 different packages from really premium ones. They've got a glasshouse membership one there, all the way down to baby flippers where you get your first plush footy as well. But I think a fantastic thing that I've seen there is $105 for 7 games at Suncorp Stadium is phenomenal value and likely to be the cheapest in the NRL next year for memberships as well. So a lot to look forward to there. They're looking like it's not going to be the Broncos will be the opening game, probably a Roosters game to do an Arthur Beetson trophy there as well. So, yeah, lots to look forward to for the Dolphins as well. And just great to see good value for fans as well.
That's great value. I reckon that is really good if you're an NRL fan, snap that up. What about the QRL Host Plus Cup? You mentioned that briefly now, but the preliminary finals today and tomorrow or just today?
Oh, just today. So we've got the preliminary finals of the Host Plus Cup. You've got North Devils versus Sunshine Coast Falcons and then Redcliffe and Burley today as well with the grand final next weekend at Moreton Daly Stadium. So a huge day out there next Saturday for the grand final. But it's just going to be phenomenal today to see who goes through North and Sunshine Coast or Redcliffe and Burley. So a big one there as well.
I was talking today about the Lions and what happened last night against the Cats. Bill McDonald was not a happy camper, I can tell you, when I took over from here on 4BC. So what do you think went wrong for the Lions? They got absolutely smashed, 71 points in it, 120 to 49.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that Geelong, we were playing a team that, they were just lost. We lost to the best team in the comp, the informed team. They've won 15 in a trot. Credit to Geelong. They just were too fast and too good. And I don't feel that Brisbane ever really got going in that game. It was tough to watch and heartbreaking to watch as well. But after that half time, 11 goals to 4, Coleman nil, I thought they were outstanding as well. But unfortunately, 71 points, and that ends our season. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to as well for 2023, though. You know, that was our best, you know, performance to get to the grand, to get to potentially get into a grand final. We had four Gabba sellouts, the Springfield grounds nearly ready to go. Record memberships with 44,000 this year announced for the Lions. Young players coming through. We re-signed Coleman, Neil, Rich and Wilmot. And the VFL team made the prelim final last week as well, going down just in the last seconds of that one. But, you know, there's a lot to look forward to for the Lions in 2023. And hopefully, you know, and myself as a member, hopefully fans can really get behind them again and we can go one better next year.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Really a great season for the Lions. But what about, you know, the team that Geelong Cats will face in the grand final? Sydney Swans against Collingwood at the SCG. I don't like either of these teams.
It's going to be an interesting one, isn't it? You know, this is today at 4:45, this game. The bounce happens there at the SCG. And, you know, I think Collingwood, they've won all these games this year by only small margins. Sydney's been really good as well. I'm tipping Collingwood for this one, an all-Victorian grand final. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, whether the Swans will be able to do it. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see to see who goes through to play next Saturday.
Now, I was gutted watching the Wallabies on Thursday night on Nine and Stan. I could not believe what that French referee did. Bernard Foley wasting a bit of time as he was about to kick for touch, you know, and it was like, what, 90 seconds left on the clock. The Wallabies were ahead of that time. He reset it. There was a scrum, you know, and the next thing is that the All Blacks are over. They've won the game. I think this is completely out of order.
Well, look, another heartbreaking loss for sports fans this week, wasn't it, kind of thing? You know, the All Blacks just were able to get that try in the last seconds, and it's divided so many people. And unfortunately, you have to respect the referee's decision there, kind of thing. But it was heartbreaking. And to see, you know, Nick White get that penalty in the 77th minute, the Wallabies didn't think that they had it. There's still 3 minutes and, you know, a bit more to go. But unfortunately, that's what happened. And now they have to move on to Eden Park and try to win that game next Saturday against the All Blacks. And it's going to be a big task because the All Blacks, they're really hitting a bit of form now. They haven't had a great year. They've had a lot of losses. But now a lot of it is on the line next week. So
I don't think we've won there since 86, you know. So we've got, you know, Buckley's of winning at Eden Park, in my opinion. Cricket-wise, Blair, what's going on? I know the Aussies are on the move.
Yeah, that's right. So Australia's playing India in a three-game series in India. That starts on Wednesday this week coming up. But also our domestic season, the One-Day Cup and the Sheffield Shield are getting underway soon as well. So there's a lot to look forward to with cricket, with the summer of cricket as well. And that's all leading up into the T20 World Cup as well. Brisbane gets three games at the Gabba, which is going to be great to see as well. But for the cricket that's coming up in India, you've got David Warner's actually being rested for the trip. Stark, Stonis and Marsh have got little injuries and they're going to be out as well for that. So Nathan Ellis, Daniel Sams and Sean Abbott have been added to that squad to go to India to play that series. So a lot to look forward to with the summer of cricket coming up. The Bulls are getting ready as well for their Queensland Domestic Cup, so and then the Brisbane Heat for the BBL and WBBL. So lots to look forward to for cricket as well coming soon.
And football-wise, I'm getting my ticket for the Socceroos this Thursday. Farewell match against New Zealand before they go to the FIFA World Cup Qatar. And, you know, some interesting names in that squad. It should be a decent night on Thursday night.
Oh, absolutely. So they've announced a 31-man squad. The games are being played at Suncorp Stadium on Thursday, as you say, and then in Eden Park as well next Sunday. We might win that one, exactly, yeah. And so there's seven uncapped players as well. And look, it's really impressive to see a young fella, I think he's 17 years old, Garang Quao, is making his senior side call up as well to the team. So it's going to be a huge one at Suncorp Stadium. Obviously, it's a public holiday now on the Thursday as well, so they should get a really big crowd to that game as well on Thursday night at Suncorp. Yeah, so great for Socceroos fans to get out there and farewell the team before they go off to the World Cup in Qatar.
And not in that squad, Tom Rogic. He's just signed with West Bromwich Albion. We got to get Tom Rogic in the final squad for Qatar, I reckon.
I know. I saw he's put his hand up to get back into Graham Arnold's squad, so we'll have to wait and see as well. But just great, so many young players coming through as well for the Socceroos. And, you know, who can't look forward to the World Cup coming up as well? It's going to be fantastic when that gets underway.
And I've gone on back online to watch that penalty shootout when they got through against Peru. I love the way the Peruvians underestimated the Socceroos to their peril.
That's right, that's right. And I actually saw yesterday Redmayne has signed with the Wiggles as the Grey Wiggle as well. So they've got him involved as well. So you should check out that video if you get a chance out there. It's quite funny that he's been roped in to be the Grey Wiggle.
Oh, I love Andrew Redmayne. In fact, I was talking to Matty Mackay about him and said he's a great fella and really a hero, well-deserved hero. Many thanks to you, Blair Hughes, fan engagement specialist. What a great week of sport, great weekend. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
It is 18 minutes past 11. Jason Dacey filling in for Spencer Howson. Coming up shortly, we'll talk about the housing crisis across southeast Queensland. Taking us back to 1981, Phil Collins in the air tonight. A song that really used that gated reverb drum sound. It was actually done in the Townhouse Studios in London. And the reason I know that, I used to live opposite those studios.